bananas. What if this is like contaminating our water, you know? And you know, we've had, you know, I'm sure you do this out there in Pahrump too.
Well,
you
no
have your water checked all the time.
Well, yeah, no personal offense to you, Mel, but if there was a possible contamination problem, I'm sure you're a clean guy.
Yeah.
But you know, as you deteriorated, you would possibly produce E. coli or something horrible in the local water supply.
Well, again, so far it hasn't.
If you
were
resurrected,
I mean, the water around that area is absolutely pure water. It is, you know.
And so nothing thrown down, all the old junk and trash, and nothing has polluted the water.
No, I mean, you know, I can't speak for everything that's been thrown down there, but so you know, none of that has been showing up in the water that people draw from their wells. I mean, you know, the water's as clean as it's ever been out there. I think we get water that comes off the Cascades or something.
Yeah.
It's just really great. It's really wonderful water.
Mel, you wouldn't be pulling my leg.
No, I'm not. And I'm one of the reasons that I went out to the property tonight, other than it just, you know, it's something that weighs heavily on my mind. I was afraid that after I sent the fax out, that there'd be people around there, because it's...
Well, there may be, but we have not identified specifically where it is.
Well, there aren't, as far as I could tell, too many big holes like that around, and so at least the people in my neck of the woods are familiar with it, and I kind of almost expected to see a small party of people.
Well, there may be. Now, I mean, you know, come daylight, there may be. But remember, folks, this is private property. This is Mel's home.
It is posted, too.
Oh, it is. All right. Well, there you are. So without knowing exactly where it is, I wouldn't look for that to occur, but there is going to be substantial curiosity about it now, Mel.
Well, you know, I think I've, you know, let you know as much as I know about it. I certainly want to find out more. I was mostly curious about the depth of it. I mean, how deep is the deepest hole anyone has ever found?
Well, I've never heard of anything deeper than this.
You know, I thought maybe this would be like Guinness World Book of Records type hole here. As far as things I thought it would be like, could have been like an old mine.
Well, now here's a couple things to think about. I've heard as you go down into the earth, Mel, that it gets hotter.
Ooh.
Right? So yes. You would think that your fishing line with a weight on it at some point would melt or, you know, something, but there's still weight on it, huh?
Yeah. The line is not moving freely. I mean, you know, it still falls under its own weight.
Oh, that's amazing. Let's let some of the audience ask you questions.
Okay, I think I can do that.
All right, because I just might be missing something. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mel, who's got the hole in Washington.
Hello.
Do you have any questions for Mel? Hello? Okay, well, I guess that guy gave up. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Mel. Hello.
Hello. Oh, you got a guest now?
I did. Well, I mean, sort of.
I was calling about something else.
All right. Well, thank you. First time caller line. You're on the air with Mel. Hello.
Mel.
Yes, Mel.
Oh, Mel. I wanted to talk to Art. I'm on the wrong line.
Yeah, you are.
I'm sorry. That's the 222 line.
1222 is first time caller line.
That's what I thought I was calling.
Well, that's what you got, but I mean, we're talking with Mel right now. I'm trying to, he's the guy with the hole in Eastern Washington.
Okay, I just have something for Art.
All right,
Mel.
Well, call me back when we're into open lines. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Mel. Hello.
Hi, Art, this is Dave in Milwaukee.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, I was listening to this, very interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I just wanted to let you know, I looked up an encyclopedia, and the Marianas Trench, which is the deepest hole we know about.
That's in the ocean, right?
Right, it's 36,000 feet deep.
So this is, certainly over double that already.
Right. And it also says, under mining, that with current technology, we can only go down about 1,600 feet.
Wow.
That is great.
So you've got something here that already qualifies for Guinness.
That is wonderful.
That's,
I like that. That's great. Do you
said 1,600 feet?
That's what they said, yeah. 1,640 feet, it says, with current technology is about
as
deep.
All right, all right. Thank you very much for that information. So already, we now learn that you may have a Guinness qualifying hole there, no question about it.
Gee.
But I want to know, inquiring minds want to know, I would think even if we just had somebody lowered past the 1,600-foot mark to see what's down there.
That would be cool, but it wouldn't be me.
You wouldn't do it?
I wouldn't go down and
at least not while you're still alive.
No, yeah, then I will, you know, but I mean, you know, for the time being, no.
I understand. All right, east of the Rockies, you're on the air with
Mel. What if the rope broke?
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Mel?
Yeah, hi.
Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Austin, Texas, all right.
Yeah, you mentioned earlier that you would like somebody to be lowered down into the hole.
That's right.
I would be willing to do that.
See, there you go, sir, a volunteer.
We've got a volunteer.
Yeah, I mean, obviously under certain conditions.
Like what?
Just a cage, for one.
A cage?
Yeah, just in the event that there's some kind of weird subterranean thing eating all of this garbage down there. Obviously, I would want to be in some kind of a cage.
Well, what makes you think, though, that anything that could gobble up, say, a refrigerator...
Wouldn't get the cage? Well, I would have, obviously, a very powerful light, and I'd be able to see it at some point before it's too late.
So we'd have radio contact with you, and we could hear you scream, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
Not too much.
Or an instant up button.
An up button?
An instant up button. On back up. You know, at like a high speed.
And you could take a camera with you.
Yeah, yeah.
With a light and show us everything as it...
Yeah, I've got a pretty adventurous nature to me anyway. Plus I have a very appealing draw to the supernatural for some reason anyway, just naturally in my personality.
Well, nobody's saying there's anything supernatural about this, but...
Well, the dog story would indicate something supernatural.
Well, that's true.
Everyone's dogs are scared of the hole.
Yeah.
It's not just my dogs.
No, that's a very good point. In other words, other dogs won't go anywhere near the hole, huh?
Yeah, my dogs will follow me everywhere. I mean, you know, no matter where I go, they're, you know...
Except
to the well.
Uh-huh.
Now, you call it...
Is this possibly at a grid point on the planet?
I wouldn't know about grid points, other than
Do you know anything about the grid points?
Yes, thank you, sir, from Austin. I've heard about grid points, but I would have no way of knowing where they are and whether this is one of them. I wouldn't know. Now, this is just a hole. And he's right. There is something a little paranormal about it when you consider the dog story. I tell you, Mel, hold on, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Stand by. We'll be right back to you.
I can hear your concern.
Well, here's somebody from Las Vegas, Mike, listening to KXNT, who suggests that we throw a cat down the hole. Listen to the cat scream as it goes down. It's a horrible idea. I don't know about people who do that, throw down a cat. Oh, man. And you hear the echo sort of going down. I'm not for that at all. All right, Mel, here comes some more people. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Mel with the hole.
Art, why don't you have somebody, I know you're connected with somebody that's got radar available. Radar would be the way to go to find out the depth.
Well, would radar go down a hole
absolutely.
Without hitting the sides?
You don't need a fancy radar to do it.
You mean like a, what about sonar? No, I guess that's...
No, sonar you couldn't use because you don't have anything for the medium to go through, like underwater for sonar.
Yeah.
But radar would definitely work.
In other words,
I was just curious if you'd call a government agency to come out.
But wouldn't radar return a hit from the sides of the hole and bounce around down there?
No. Early directional radar. What do you use when you're driving down the highway?
Well, you use radar, but
exactly.
That's out in the open. That's not in. I don't know enough about radar to know if that would work, but it's a good idea.
Well, I've used it for years, but.
All right.
We'll try it.
All right. How about a cop's radar?
I'm not sure if they'll return an echo off of that. Possible.
All right. All right. Well,
it would tell you how fast the hole was going, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Tell you how fast. Cute, Mel. Wildcard line, you're on the air with Mel. Hello.
This is pretty funny. Good evening, Mel.
Hi.
My name is Barry. I'm just hops.